Hi, and welcome to Joey's podcast, Helping Others. And today we're going to be talking about the kind of the struggle of self-care to help others. The reason it comes up is because I'm struggling to make sure that I take care of myself this week. I have a lot going on. And I've had a lot of really positive things happening in my life right now, but sometimes really positive things can still bring some anxiousness and some unforeseen hurdles. So one of the things that I've been trying to do to kind of combat that is making sure I exercise, and then really just being conscious about how I eat and think about food, because one of the things about me is that I have a major eating problem, and so I have to kind of deal with that every day. So every day that I wake up, it's not like I have enough rigidity in my life to say, this is what I'm eating, this is how I'm going to eat. And it's something that I kind of face in the mirror every day. And over the past year, I've been able to maintain my weight, but for how much exercise I'm doing, I should be able to actually have probably lost about 20 to 30 pounds. And I'm just not losing it because I'm eating too much. And so while I'm not gaining weight, and I am actually losing some fat and gaining some muscle, in that I still have a lot of people coming up to me over the past year telling me I look like I've lost a lot of weight, and it is because I have gained a lot of muscle and lost a lot of fat, but the reality is that I could still be losing a lot more weight. And so, you know, it's something that I think about every day, and it is one of the reasons why I do make sure I work out every day. Even the past 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, this is Wednesday, that I'm doing this podcast, I've been really down. I've been trying to just kind of get through my work days, which is very unlike me. I don't have too many weeks like this, especially when I'm working. But they do happen, and I respect them. I don't sit there and wonder why this is happening to me, or kind of try and question everything all of a sudden. I try to recognize that it's happening. I try to recognize, hey, things just aren't lining up this week, and kind of roll with it. Let my body experience a little bit of the emotional turmoil, but at the same time, just on the back of my head, just say, you know, every day is a new day. You can reset at any time. While you don't feel like that right now, like you could literally feel like that in a minute. And so so that's what I've been working on for the past 2 days. And it happened today. Today I woke up and something just felt different. And even though I was still in the same situations that I was in on Monday and Tuesday, I just started thinking about things differently. And I took that and ran with it. Now, I haven't gone running yet, but I've already walked 2 miles today. And I've been smiling a lot more and kind of just saying, hey, you know, take what you can when you can. You know, not every day is going to be a perfect day. Not every week is going to be a perfect week. You can even have months. And while I haven't had a year of being down, I do believe that that can happen for some people. I believe maybe even sometimes it can happen for multiple years. But I kind of just, I literally have had to have this mentality of every day is like a new day for me. And again, I mention him all the time, and it's just because I listened to that interview with him of David Goggins talking to Joe Rogan. And one of the things he talks about is he's kind of talking about overcoming things. And one of them was what if I can overcome this? Like, what if tomorrow I just do it differently? What if I just start making that a routine? And so that's something I kind of keep in the back of my head at all times. I just go like, what if? Like, you've made these changes, you can make those changes, you know? You've been able to help these people. Maybe what you're trying to do with yourself is that you need to sit back and reflect. And reflect just like how you reflect when you're helping other people. Like, you have to reflect on your own deficiencies and your own anxieties and kind of sit back and take some breaths and become a little more reflective on your own, like, emotional state and your own kind of a physical well-being, you know, and listen to your body and hear what it's saying to you, and try and work past that and build yourself up. Because, you know, one of the things I notice for myself and also when I try and help other people is that most of the time that somebody is down, their toughest critic is themselves. You know, most of the time that you're in the worst spot, you have to convince you more than you're trying to convince others at that point. And until you can convince you, others are there cheering for you, but you really have to kind of dig deep and get a little reflective and, you know, hear what others are telling you, process the people that you trust, comments and your network, and kind of see where you sit. I think one of the things I also tend to do is I tend to kind of just try and slow down. I try to just kind of pace things out. I think that's also why I'll when I'm really down, I'm just like, okay, let's just go walk. Like, because anybody can walk, and we can walk. And it's so funny because, like, I walked like 2 miles yesterday, and I'm like done, and I'm like, you know, that really didn't feel like anything. I think I'm doing okay, and I'm like, Joey, you rode like 30 miles this, you know, the other day, and had like 100 and, you know, 40 something BPM heart rate for 2 hours straight. Like, it's amazing how when you can feel down, like, you finish walking 2 miles and you're like, you know what, maybe I am okay. When in reality, you realize how much of it is in your head, you know, how much of it is just like your mind kind of prodding at you and pushing at you. So, you know, I do this podcast today because I want to show people, not like my vulnerable side, because, like, heck, I think everybody's vulnerable, and I've been vulnerable this whole time, but to kind of show people my thought process of when I feel most vulnerable, kind of how I work through it, how I talk myself through it, and kind of hopefully it helps, you know, even if it just helps one person kind of see, like, oh. So we all kind of talk to ourselves when we're going through that. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's definitely a journey that that we all have to undertake at some point. So, you know, I hope you all found this helpful. And I will be posting some, like, great other advice throughout the next couple of days and weeks. And I also have more tech tips coming up. But, you know, I have to be true to myself. You know, one of the things that people always critique is like, oh, people only post the good. They never want to show the bad and have that kind of mentality. And I'm just here to kind of be like, look, I'll show you the bad. I probably won't get as many views. I probably won't get as many likes. But, like, I don't know. It's just who I am. So I hope y'all are having a great day. And I look forward to anything you have to say about this podcast. So y'all have a great day.